Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah coming at you guys. Welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. Welcome to all my current subscribers and new listeners. If you're watching this or listening to it, love you guys. Remember to love one another. It is Christmas Day, December 25th. Merry, merry, happy Christmas to everybody who is watching this or listening to it. So this episode, I'm just going to take you guys through some really quick news. Okay, just kind of quick, not necessarily news, but there are a few things kind of happening. Or kind of weird things. And I'm like, I'm going to try to help you guys connect the dots into where we see this is going. Like I said, it still might be a little bit to get there, but like I said, this stuff is coming. Okay. But first of all, I want to say it's been a great Christmas Eve. It's just a few minutes after Christmas. So it's like, it's after midnight, a few minutes after midnight. So technically it's Christmas, but Christmas Eve, had a great time with my family, just watching, we watched It's a Wonderful Life. And usually before that, we like open one present and stuff. It's always pajamas. I mean, my mom always says, she's like, you don't know until you open it, but we always open one present. It's like always pajamas. And then we watch It's a Wonderful Life. But fun fact about that is actually, I mean, it's one of the most iconic Christmas movies like ever. And it was actually supposed to be a flop. I mean, they didn't spend much on the budget and they just thought it was going to be an absolute like flop. And like I said, now it's like one of the most iconic like Christmas movies. And another fun fact, the scene, the part where Harry comes home, George's brother comes home with his wife and they have like the celebration and then everybody goes into the house and then it's George and Uncle Billy outside and Billy's like drunk and all that. And so he like staggers away, like offset. Whenever George is getting ready to walk back into the house and then you hear a big crash and then you see George like look over. Actually, fun fact, somebody on the set actually had knocked over something and all that. And so that's why the actor who plays George, which actually his name escapes me and it shouldn't because he's like one of the Jimmy something. Oh, I'm going to remember it after this. But anyways, I'm trying to remember the name of him. But anyways, it was improv because actually somebody in the back of the scene had knocked over something. And then Uncle Billy's character, he just improv and he was like, oh, I'm all right. And stuff. So the actor who played Uncle Billy just did it. So that's why when, name escapes me, James, Jimmy, I can't remember the name, but you guys know. Anyways, it's a great movie. Like I said, hopefully all of you guys are going to enjoy with your family. Okay. But to the news about the stuff that's happening now. Okay. And like I said, it's fun. It's okay to have fun and just to watch some of this stuff, even though it was MKUltra even back then, I think too. Jimmy Stewart. That's it. Jimmy Stewart. That's his name. I just now remember that, but it's okay to still have fun, you know, enjoy with your family. Like I said, this stuff is happening, but it's okay to, you know, like still do what you're doing, do your work, go on vacations with your family. Like it's okay to still do your life while this stuff is happening and stuff. But this is going to be more so helping you guys kind of connect some of the dots because this stuff is happening. I'm telling you, there's even more and more weird stuff. There's even more and more weird stuff like happening now. And, I'm like, this stuff is happening and yeah, it is. Okay. So I'm going to go in and share my screen. Like I said, hopefully all of you guys are having a very, very merry, move that down here. Merry Christmas. Okay. So boom. Okay. So I'm going to take you guys quickly through this or as quick as I can. Okay. Solar room warning. A lot of you guys saw that Christmas Eve, that big solar storm. Okay. That was supposed to mess with the geomagnetic storm or whatever. Like I said, it didn't seem like anything major happened out here right now. I don't know if that, it's Christmas Eve is over here, but I don't know what time necessarily on like the UTC or whatever it is that, or whatever the timing that they're basing this on. It says, okay, that big solar storm or so geomagnetic storm thing that's supposed to be coming. Okay. So a lot of people are not necessarily a lot of people, but some are saying out here, you know, that that's going to be a way that the white hats are going to use to knock out the grid, or the black hats. I'm still not for sure exactly who's going to do the knocking out of the grid, but either way, whoever knocks out the grid, they're going to use this as a way to make it believable to people, like, so everybody doesn't start freaking out or whatever. They think it's from a solar storm. They're like, it'll knock out everything. Okay. So like I said, if it happens tonight, we'll find one thing that was interesting is all these flights, like these thousands of flights being canceled on Christmas Eve. I'm guessing that this has something to do with the white hats. Probably because all these flights being canceled due to Omicron. It wasn't because of Omicron. Everybody knows that. everybody kind of knows that. But because if planes are up in the air, you know, whenever the grid goes down, I mean, it's kind of going to be dangerous for them because they're not going to be able to communicate with the ground, or however that'll work or what. And we're not exactly for sure how that's going to do for planes. So that can be a lot of planes going down and people dying and stuff. So like I said, obviously we know that that would be the white hats because the black hats wouldn't care if people die because they want to kill people and stuff. So with them canceling the flights, I'm wondering if that was a precaution by the white hats. I don't know. It could be, but either way, with the NASA coming in, so I was looking, I was like, hey, maybe something that seeming will happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but if it does, look for it to be the reason. If something happens from it, like I said, if the grid even goes down tonight, I mean, this is what they're going to probably say was the cause of it. And that would have probably been why all these flights and stuff were canceled, because the White House probably taking precautions. And even if the White House did this, they would cancel the flights. Okay. But this too. Okay. So that's okay. So we have that. And like I said, if the grid goes down and stuff, that's when the Sargassar is supposed to, you know, happen. Okay. And I'm going to talk about that at the very last thing. Okay. But Christmas Day is actually not today. Christmas Day in the Julian calendar is January 7th in our calendar. Okay, so January 6th would be Christmas Eve. Now, and so if you take it over here, see, January 7th is Christmas Day in the Julian calendar. The Gregorian calendar is the deep state, cabal, evil calendar. Okay, it's their satanic one or whatever it is. It's their bad calendar. Okay, a lot of the good guys, from what I think Simon had talked about, they're going off the Julian calendar. So technically, anytime up until January 7th, and then how many day? Six. So the 13th of January would be New Year's Eve in the Julian calendar. So technically, if Trump came back before January 13th, he would actually still be in 2021 from the good calendar. Okay, are you guys following me? Okay. So there's jumping to that. And like I said, these solar storms might even be kind of leading up to it, because solar storm would be a great way for the white hats to make sure that everybody, no, but too many people freak out or whatever over when, like, they can't, like, nothing works. Okay. The Wi-Fi is gone. Like, we can't get any connectivity. Okay. So now January 6th would be Christmas Eve. Okay. And of course, we all know. And like I said, some of these websites, like I said, these are deep state one because the list, they're a deep state one. Anyways, they're fake news. I'm not using these for you to, like, go to them for your news. I'm just using them to show you guys the articles and stuff. So that's always the caveat here. Okay. But okay, Donald Trump is making plug plans for January 6th. Okay. Donald Trump, President Trump, is talking about his big announcement on January 6th, right? On Christmas Eve. Now, like I said, I'm honestly would probably say that it might be something to do with Trump social, but it could even be announcement of Sargassar, because it has to be announced worldwide. And of course, everybody would be watching that, and it would have forced that big press conference that's going to be having on January 6th, which would be Christmas Eve in the Julian calendar. Would now, guys, let me tell you this. I'm not telling you guys dates, but I am telling you, whenever the White Hats do this, more than likely the dates will be significant, whether it's January 6th, whether it's sometime in like April or May or whatever the date is. The White Hats, they like numerology. Like I said, the deep state, they like the numerology stuff too, but it's not bad. And what the bad guys have just used it for their bad advantage, but the good guys can use it in a good sense and stuff too. So like I said, sorry, you guys know it. Like I said, the RV. And so a lot are saying when the RV, the currency revaluation happens, it is supposed to, Nisar and Gassar are supposed to be announced at the same time. So if they happened within like the next few weeks or whatever, and Nisar and Gassar announced, and then if Trump announced Nisar and Gassar on the 6th, they were saying that that would be when ever he would obviously go in and get Biden like out of there, and they would do kind of like a worldwide arrest or whatever and stuff. So I'm not saying, like I said, dates, don't get your hopes up on dates. Just don't. It's in war, everything's fluid. So, and even when it comes down from the top people, they may have a date, but sometimes, like I said, if the bad guys come and say like, okay, we're going to blow up like a million people or like 100 million people. If you choose to go on this date, then of course you have to move the date back because it's not worth blowing up 100 million people. It's like, okay, we got to regroup. We got to find something else way to do it. Okay. So obviously you guys know in Sargassara, like I said, the National Economic Security and Recovery Act, I think that's what it stands for. Yeah, NASARA, and then GASARA, the Global Economic and Security Recovery Act. And like I said, this here, Room and Real News, which is actually really good stuff for, which is actually, in my opinion, very good stuff for the revaluation. I use it. But say some claim that this law was passed in 2000. Okay, now what made that significant is that when 9/11 happened, some people were saying that it was supposed to be announced that day. A lot of the people who were in the towers were people who were going to be working on the new quantum system. Because a lot of this stuff has been around for a while. It's just not been able to go. And so whenever 9/11 happened, and then like the war on terror, so the deep state got brought up all this stuff. And so the good guys kind of had to push it back, is what I've heard. And that makes more sense. Because it sounds like they've tried this a few times, of course, in history, but like just whenever things happen, you know, particularly 9/11 and all that, they did that to keep that. Now that's even on the farther, very, very high up, farther down the rabbit hole, than even like lying about the number of deaths and stuff like Bush did and stuff. So, that's kind of, in a nutshell, just me trying to kind of take some of these pieces and kind of piece to you guys, like A goes to B goes to D. So like I said, I mean, if the grid goes down, or even if it kind of does, and a lot of the technicalities we've been experiencing, the difficulties we've been experiencing, I've heard have been like the White Hats testing out some of this stuff and all that. So like I said, a solar storm would be a great way to explain knocking it out, rather than even if the good guys are doing it. Because if the good guys do it, they're going to knock it down and then bring it back. And when they bring it back up, it's going to be a quantum system. And if that is, then that'd be the 10 days of darkness. But still, no one's really, you know, for sure, obviously, dates and stuff. 10 days of darkness, what exactly that means, it's still up in the air. Really, we're not going to know until it happens. And like I said, whenever it does happen, we're going to be like, oh, okay, this is it. And stuff. And then boom. And stuff. And it may not even be something that we even know. It may be something that we never even knew happened, but it may have already happened. So there's so many unknowns right now. But guys, there's so much weird stuff. Okay. Like I said, I've been watching all of my movies and stuff, because they've been actually coming out with some good movies, but they're coming out with reboots of everything, which is so weird. Because like I said, The Matrix is kind of like a reboot of the original. So is the new Resident Evil movie, Resident Evil. That's kind of a reboot of the first one. And the Sex and the City, like I said, that's kind of a reboot of the, or it's a continuation, but they're going back and getting a lot of old stuff and just redoing them. There's not actually any new stuff for the most part in Hollywood right now. There's not actually any new movies. Or whatever. And a lot of the actors that are in these reboots are starting to be kind of the same ones. And for the most part, I think that they're some of the White Hat ones, because I've seen them out here and I've kind of looked them up, and it seems like they haven't ran in the same circles and stuff. So there's just a lot of weird stuff going on, guys. Enjoy this holiday season. I mean, really, anytime between now and 3 years from now, like I said, 99.9% this stuff is going to have happened. And a lot of it has. We're going to have a lot of work on the other side, but we're going to have so much joy. And like I said, the Saint Germain's Trust, which if you Google that, that is supposed to be obviously connected to the Sargassara when that acts announced, but that is supposed to have like, I forget the word, but it's like one and then like 45 zeros after it. So that's like a lot of money. And, apparently that's maybe supposed to only be open on Christmas Day. So that would be January 7th of, that would be January 7th of the Julian calendar, whatever year, I don't know, but if it can, that would have to be January 7th of the Gregorian calendar. It would be December 25th in the Julian calendar. So there is a lot of stuff going on right now, guys. Just keep the faith. This stuff is happening. It really is. I know, I said in my last video, people were like, oh, you should have toned it down. Look, number one, if you don't like listening to me, go listen to somebody else. I really don't care. I mean, there are a lot of good patriots out here and stuff doing it. And I think my finger actually just did something. That was actually inadvertent, but I mean, kind of take it both ways. Those of you who know me know, like I said, I got the red hair. I've got a little bit of the fire, and I'm honestly tired of the trolls. But, you know, it's like they're always going to be the trolls out here and the little people, the yummy-pambies who just don't think any of this stuff is happening. But you're going to be eating your words here soon. So, and those of you who know this stuff is going to happen, keep encouraged, because don't worry. Whenever this stuff's happened, we're going to have to be there to help each other on the other side of this. Even a lot of these patriots out here who are either falling off or don't believe a lot of this stuff has happened. But for those of you who have either been made fun of or, you know, or even some other patriot people let you know think you're nuts, whenever this stuff happens, it'll be okay to go, nya, 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 nya. A little bit. Just a little bit. It'll be okay. Because like I said, I'm going to do a little bit of that. Oh, and Simon Parks himself said, you know, a little bit, that's okay. So it's, I don't know how much is too much or whatever, but it'll be okay. We'll do that, but then we'll all come back together and be like, okay, we'll work this thing out together. So have a great Christmas season. This stuff is happening. Keep your eyes on the skies, obviously, with the solar storm. Okay, I know, bad joke. Dad joke, dad fun. But just keep your eyes open on this stuff. This stuff is happening and we don't know dates or timing or whenever, but whenever this stuff happens, it is going to be awesome. And a lot of it's already happened. It just, whenever it comes out into the forefront, this stuff is still going to have happened. And like I said, a lot of people will eat their words and the bad guys are going to be eating lead.
That was a bad joke.
The Bible talks about he who sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. I've said that on my show before, and that was from God's law. So, yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have such a good time with your family. Enjoy this time of celebrating peace and goodwill toward man, obviously on earth, but Jesus Christ coming, choosing to come down to spend 30 some odd years to save mankind. And that is what Christmas is all about. And so enjoy that with your families and just have a great Christmas season, guys. Love all of you and have a great Christmas day.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.